Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio in for John Marks alongside Ike Reese. This is Mark Cerise, 215-592-9494. That gets you aboard. We got a big block of uninterrupted sports talk coming here. A lot to get into. I'm disappointed in the job Girardi has done so far with the Phillies. We have a Flyers game one tonight, and we're getting all flyered up here. 5 o'clock, right on the dot. Ike and I are going to give our official predictions for the Flyers and Canadian series. And don't forget here, we have a copy of PGA Tour 2K21 video game, 525 Stump the Millennial. So Jack's out today. But I'm in for John. I'm a millennial on the older spectrum of millennial. Kyle Quinn is in for Jack. He's on the younger spectrum millennial. So two millennials, and Ike will try to stump us. That's at 525. Right now, though, we go back to the phone lines here, and we have Matt from Mayfair. What's up, Matt?
Ike, how you doing today, my man?
What's up, Matt? I'm enjoying life, brother. Can't complain.
Awesome, awesome. I'm sorry, I don't know the guy with you. Is it Joe, you said?
It's Joe, Matt. Yes, I've heard you a time or two before.
Okay, all right. No more games, Joe. I got you, man. All right, so I got a question for you, Joe.
Okay.
I got a question. So I haven't really been listening, but I actually thought about you last night. Right around the time Roman Quinn went sliding by that ball as the ball rolled to the warning track and essentially the game with it. And what I was thinking about was, who do I know in this world that would revel, absolutely revel, in the failure of Joe Girardi? Who
not,
would I
know? I don't know who you would know.
And I mean, I do.
Let's stop here. I'm not reveling in any failures, Joe. I like Joe Girardi. In fact, I was hopeful the Phillies would hire Joe Girardi once they moved on from Kapler. I was in, you campaigned. You and
yes.
I, the afternoon show campaigned for Girardi, and
yes.
I joined them. I was
reluctantly.
No. I wanted Joe. I like Joe Girardi. I am not, in no way, shape, or form rooting.
You haven't given up on the Gabe love, though.
Here's what it is. I was right about that. That's the truth.
Okay. So that was my next part. Was so like, do you like wake up in the morning and look in the mirror and say, "Ha ha, Philadelphia, I was right"?
No. I do not.
Of course
I'm
he
disappointed.
Does. Yes,
no,
he does.
I do not. Do I check? Did I wake up this morning and check to see that the Giants made a comeback on the Astros last night? Yes, I did. They did. They had a big comeback. But that's not looking in the mirror.
Do not let the Giants make the playoffs and the Phillies miss the playoffs.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they might have to put some restrictions on me coming in at all times of the day to talk about that.
I just believe that you harbor a deep sense of infatuation, but you respect the emotional warrior really too much, you know, and that you really
I just want the Phillies to win, and when they do stupid things, it makes me sad. Like, that's all it is.
Joe, you spent 16 hours campaigning for the fact that Gabe Kapler got a raw deal here. That's not rational.
That was impressive, though.
Wants the Phillies to win.
Yeah, I didn't say I'm a rational person. I never said that.
All right, Joe, I appreciate your honesty. You know I love you. I'll talk to you guys later.
Matt, appreciate
it. All right, Matt.
Yeah, I didn't say I'm rational. But
that was one of the more impressive feats. I mean, that goes right behind Eskin walking to Tampa.
What's a more physically demanding feat? Defending Gabe Kapler in Philadelphia for 16 hours or walking thousands of miles? I don't know. Eskin's doing a heck of a job.
He really is, man. I mean, he's down to like 40 pounds.
Well, he, last
he's
time I talked
disappear?
To him, he told me he drinks, you know, Robert Irvine. You know that guy used to be in the Food Network?
Yeah, I met Robert Irvine.
Oh, yeah,
before.
He drinks the Robert Irvine protein shakes. That's how Howard's trying to keep his weight up.
Wow.
Yeah, he's trying.
Now, Robert Irvine looks in better shape than I am. I mean,
well, he looks in better shape than anyone.
Yeah,
I know.
He's like 60, right?
The only thing about Robert Irvine, I haven't watched that show in a while, he always wears the same outfit. You ever notice that?
Yes.
It's jeans and a black polo shirt.
Well, he does the Simon thing.
That's all he's got.
Yeah. And a lot of money.
Well, a lot of money. I'm sure about that. Let's talk to Dominic at Cherry.
That's how he keeps it. He's wearing T-shirts and jeans.
What's up, Dominic?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Dom?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, so, Joe.
Dominic.
Santa Legiglio.
What's up?
Hey, so I just, like, I want to know, because I remember you on record saying that you're happy that Joe Girardi is the next Phillies manager. Because now we get to see when he fails, we can't blame it on Joe Girardi. We have to blame it on the players. Because the players are what got Gabe fired, right?
They are. Well, I didn't say when they fail. I said we get to see what they are now. And I think we are seeing that to an extent, right? Like, Kingery hasn't been very good, and Hoskins hasn't been very good. I think we're seeing that the players are what they are.
Right, and it's not the coach's fault. Like, this is the players. This is what Klentak gave us. I mean, his choices that he made in the draft, his choices that he made to put in the bullpen the last 3 or 4 years now, I mean, it's a direct reflection on Klentak and management and not the manager.
I agree, but when they hired Joe Girardi, they didn't tell us that he was just a manager that was going to be here and be a product of the talent around him. They told us he was a difference maker. I mean, we all know this, Dominic. Like in basketball and baseball, right? Sports that... The coach can only do so much. There are certain coaches that do actually make a difference.
Sure.
Phil Jackson, you could say. Larry Brown back in the day. Popovich. There's something, you know, a few of them. I think Spoelstra's good.
Yep, Spoelstra's
guys like
coach.
That. Yep. Baseball, too. Like Tony La Russa. But wait. Tony La Russa made a difference. Bruce Bochy made a difference. Most managers, though, are just kind of there. But we were told Girardi's one of those guys. So far, he hasn't made a difference.
Let's throw Girardi at the top of the lineup tonight or bat for Kingery, and then maybe he can make a difference since he could actually go out there and play. Lastly, I just want to say, let's go Flyers. Ike, you got me fired up now that you're on the Flyers bandwagon,
man.
I'm excited. I feel like you're ready to go out there, too, and get some bodies.
Ike's in skates. I came in here in skates today. He's ready.
Let's go.
Now, that would have been impressive.
Well, I mean, we appreciate that. I mean, DeCamera's basically in a hockey uniform today. He's got this sweater on.
You know what, though, Joe? I would, and one of these days I'm going to do it, right? The whole ice skating thing.
Have you ever ice skated?
I've never ice skated.
So I don't know how either. I have tried a couple times. Didn't go well.
Yeah, I've never tried. Yeah, right? So standing up on a blade's got to be hard, right?
Oh, it's difficult. When the first time I tried to ice skate, I gained such an appreciation for hockey players.
Right.
I mean, not only like they have to skate, but they have to perform the sport.
Right. At a high level. Yeah, there's no way. Yeah, no, man, listen, that's one of the more – you think about basketball, baseball, football – yeah, they all have to be athletic, and there's certain athletic traits you need to excel in those sports. But, dude, I mean, just skating, I mean, just ice skating is difficult enough, let alone being a good hockey player.
Oh, it's hard, yeah. I mean, I'm sure if you can and you're good at it, it probably soon becomes second nature. I'm sure, like, for them, they don't think about it.
Right, but how many years do they have to put in?
A lot.
To be, right?
Well, that's why hockey players, from their childhood, they're playing. They're playing when they're 6, 7, 8, and then they go up through juniors and all that. Now, it's an impressive team. It's impressive they can skate, which I can, I cannot. And it's impressive they're the number one seed. I'm excited tonight. We get a game tonight, 5 o'clock on the dot. We're going to give our predictions. Brady in South Jersey wants to talk about the Flyers. What's up, Brady?
Oh, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Brady?
You ready, Brady?
Fired up.
Man, you know I'm fired up for this, man.
I got to stop at the store before on my way home.
What are you getting, some snacks for the game?
They're going to be snacks, all right.
Yeah, some Ike juice?
Yeah, I got to stop and get me some Ike juice, baby.
Make an orange Ike juice? What color is the Ike juice?
I didn't think about that.
You can make a different kind of drink.
Well, listen, I've been kind of soft. Sorry, Brady, we're going to get back to you, but me and Joe, we're having a little discussion here. I've gotten soft this summer, Joe.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking more champagne and sparkly wine drinks.
Oh, we can't do that tonight. There's a hockey game on.
Not White Claws?
I've even tried White Claws this summer.
It'll look bad if you're watching a hockey game. You got to drink something Canadian. Actually, not
Canadian tonight, no. Canadian. You need either some sort of Ike. Yeah, maybe some sort of Ike juice that's
right.
orange.
Just orange. Yeah,
yeah, or a beer feels like hockey. You can't be having a White Claw during the Stanley Cup Finals. Come on. Can't do that. Brady, what are you thinking?
Listen, man, I'm so happy with this team. And, you know, they played solid. They kind of went under the radar a little bit, to be honest with you. They played solid hockey, like, all season long. And then, you know, they're obviously the hottest team in the NHL before this whole quarantine started. And then, you know, everybody was like, can they keep it going, you know, when they come back? And honestly, I think they look even better, you know, when they came out after this break. You know, obviously guys like Kevin Hayes, Konechny, you know, Coots, Giroux, they're all going to, you know.
So break this down for me real quick, Brady. Break this, because this part I enjoy about talking Flyers, right? What am I looking for tonight from the Canadian standpoint, right? So I know all my Flyers. I know my guys on this side. Who should I be on the lookout for tonight from Montreal's standpoint that could possibly get a Flyers some issues?
Easy, Carey Price. He's the only guy on their team, basically. He's pretty much the main reason why, you know, they knocked out the Penguins. It's going to be a good test, you know, two good goalies, you know.
How old is he now? Is he still, he's still at 31, 32 now? Is he still as good as he was?
I mean, you know, they found a way to beat the Penguins,
right?
And, you know, they weren't any slouches. I mean, you know, I think it's going to be a good test for the guys, you know, but I think they could do it. You know, I think they could, you know, win. I'm not saying a sweep, but maybe, you know, Flyers in five, I would be pretty content with that. And let me tell you, the last time we played the Canadians in the playoffs, we were in the Stanley Cup final. So, but yeah, like, Carey Price is definitely one you got to watch out for. But let me tell you, I'm just really happy with, you know, not just, you know, the main guys who are making contributions. You have guys like, you know, Ghosty, he came back, you know.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's the
he
whole
was
team.
Injured, he was injured a lot of the season. He comes back for this and he's just making some great contributions. Obey Cubell.
Brady, it's the whole team, man. Like, and you know, I think about it a lot. And Brady, you enjoy the game tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to win it, but I have thought about.
You mean the cup?
The cup.
But you feel good about the series.
We got to give our picks in a second here. Yeah. But I feel good about the series. But
okay.
When people talk about how this team is like, it's not one guy, it's everyone.
Mm-hmm.
There is something similar to the Eagles a few years ago.
Yeah,
obviously Carson was playing great, but then when Carson went out.
It definitely showed you how good the entire team was.
It was, and that's the whole Jason Kelce speech. It really was. The whole team contributed to that. That's what this feels like. I think it's fun that they're playing Carey Price. We'll send 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia live from Tasty Cake Studios. Joe Giglio in for John Marks alongside Ike Reese. It's like you have the great older goalie, or, you know, towards the more of the end of his career, and then the great young goalie. That's fun.
Yeah, and you know what? You obviously want the Flyers to get through these series as fast as they can. 4-0, 4-1, 4-2. You want them to win the series. But I will say this. It goes six games. And long as the Flyers win the series, I'm perfectly fine with that.
Yeah, I'll throw this in. I'm going to make my pick right now. I'm picking Flyers in six. And I think a little adversity could be good for them. They really haven't been knocked down in a while. I don't want them to be down in the series. But if they're down 0-1 or they're down 2-1, they come back and win, that could be good because it's not going to be easy to just roll through.
Exactly.
And adversity is good. My official pick here on the Mark Cerise Show, Flyers in six over Montreal. What do you got, Ike? The people are waiting. People waited all day for Ike Reese's pick.
Well, I'm going Flyers in five.
Gentlemen sweep.
Just because you said six.
All right, Flyers in five, Flyers in six. We got our picks. They're in officially. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to – Leon was trying to talk to us earlier about the Cowboys having fans down in Dallas. Leon, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up?
What are you thinking here?
What's up, Leon?
Nothing much, just hanging out. So, yes, I'm in Dallas and everything. But anyway, Joe, it seems like it's always you and John Marks, you know, always worry about what the Cowboys are doing.
I am worried. You know? They're the chief rival to the Eagles. Of course I got to worry. I lose sleep over this, Leon.
Yeah, but Joe, really, I mean, the fans really don't even play much of a factor, especially at the AT&T Stadium. I mean, everybody knows that. Like almost every time that they even score a touchdown, like, it's almost quiet. Like, and I listen to these things because I like to compare them to the link, and it's just like a total difference. So forget the Cowboys. You know, they're going to be they're going to underachieve anyway, right? I mean, that's what they always do.
Yep.
Well, I mean, they did win the division 2 years ago, right? They've
How many years ago?
Two.
Okay.
I mean,
wait a second. Leon, wait a second. Since Carson and Dak got drafted, right, both these teams have won the division twice.
Mm-hmm.
The division will come down to these teams, and it's 50-50. That's what it's been for 4 years.
Yeah, but like Ike said, I just don't see how, like, the fans and Jerry's freaking Jones, like, I just don't see how that necessarily equates to, you know, winning games. And then they also, you know, have pretty much not a new team, but they got a new head coach. So we really don't know how the heck they're going to play, even though they still got most of their stars. I mean, I'm just saying, I wouldn't be surprised, you know, they underachieve like they normally always
do.
They always do. And here's why they always underachieve. You know why they always underachieve?
Oh, boy, here we go.
Because Jerry Jones has made it comfortable for those guys down there. For whatever reason, he's playing hardball with Dak. But everybody else, he usually overpays them. He has no business paying a running back before you pay your franchise quarterback.
Or a linebacker. Or a linebacker.
Even worse, a linebacker before you pay your quarterback.
What year is this?
So,
and you do know what? And also, well, real quick, they're actually going to probably be in cap casualty trouble within the next few years.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Well, they are, dude. Leon, they are. But let's not pretend the Eagles are in great shape.
That's true, too.
Eagles have a lot of issues.
And you know what? And I'm going to get on Howie for this. I know this is a Cowboy call, but listen, all that restructuring deals, pushing guys' contracts back,
pushing the money back.
It's starting to catch up to
it is.
Now, right?
Yep. Well, you know what? Here's the thing they never expected. And Leon, I'm not trying to say that Howie is of no blame here, and we appreciate the phone call. The cap always goes up. Like, that's the thinking. We can always.
Yeah, this year they're getting thrown a curveball.
Yeah, and it's a tough one. And it also coincides with the first year Carson's number jumps significantly. Yeah. So he goes from 18 to like 34 next year, and the cap goes down. It's like a perfect storm for next year. I don't know what they're gonna do. I don't know how. Like, they'll figure it out, right? This is what Howie does. He figures it out, but they're gonna lose.
You're right. It's only so much. It's only so many. Magical acts you can pull with the salary cap.
Yeah, when you're 50 million over, it's a problem.
Yeah, eventually you're going to have to move players, and they're probably going to wind up getting rid of guys. Listen, Brandon Graham, some of these older guys that they've gone on and rewarded for winning the Super Bowl. I mean, you don't get to, unless you're Jason Peters, you don't get to play your entire career here, and no matter how much money you're making. So eventually you're going to have to put younger, more affordable talent around Carson Wentz and better talent. And that's where the drafts come in at.
Yep.
And that's why, and this isn't to pick at you, Joe, as much as it is to point out, when I'm talking about Carson and where he's at, I actually have more faith in Carson Wentz and his ability as a player than I do can the organization put another championship roster around him. Because you can be a good quarterback and your talent get wasted.
Oh, sure. I think Matthew Stafford's been a good quarterback.
Exactly. Like, if you're in a bad organization and they constantly make bad draft picks, constantly coaching changes, whatever, then it's like, okay, you basically wasted that guy's talent. I have more concern with how the roster is constructed. More importantly, talent evaluating and drafting young guys. I have more concern about that than I do Carson Wentz.
Well, who's the last Pro Bowler drafted? Is it Carson?
Yeah, probably, right?
I think it is. And they were, the ESPN article came out a couple days ago.
And that was the number two pick in the draft. It's hard to get that one wrong.
Right. And the Eagles are 29th out of 32 teams in 25 or under talent. It's a problem. Look, I mean, Howie had to get – the biggest advantage, like I always say this in the NFL, is the cheap rookie quarterback, because you could spend so much around them. That advantage is
over. It's over with.
It's over now.
Yep.
So now there's no more like seven free agents a year to put around Carson. Now they have to do it a different way, and it's worrisome. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. Let's talk to Scott in Delco. What's up, Scott?
Hey, how you doing, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Scott?
Hey, Scott, what's up, buddy?
Hey, happy Wednesday, of course.
It's a Wednesday, yes.
Yeah, definitely. Don't want to get on the Eagles too much, but I really want to kind of talk about the Phillies. Trivia question for you. What is the most all-time losingest franchise in sports history?
Phillies.
The Phillies?
Yeah. So to hold a record, you got to be really good at being really bad. And they have.
Wow.
I mean, like, it just, you get like a little 2-3-4 year spurt. They've never had a farm system except for what? The Ed Wade to Ruben Amaro holding the guys over.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
It's brutal. It's totally brutal. And then, yeah, to see how much money they spend, it's a complete system failure. It is too early to tell with Girardi. It really is. Like, he drives me nuts already, though, with the quick yanking guys, and they're worried about saving their arms. If they're not going to make the playoffs, what are you saving their arms for? I know you don't want to get them hurt.
Scott, especially a 60-game season. Now, I was fine with the other night because they were up 13-1, you know, taking out Nola. But I hear you. Like, it's in 162, you want to try to get these guys for 6 or 7 months. They don't have 6 or 7 months of pitching this year.
6 or 7 weeks.
Right.
No, not at all. And I mean, again, if they really want to get over the hump, where, again, your buddy who was getting them around 500 and started off strong, and maybe they could have made a move or two to put them over the top, and they say they don't want to get into the luxury tax. Well, not every team has to get there. If they have a farm system to build on, they're going to get there through a few years. Look at the Marlins. I mean, they have fertilizer down there no matter what. All they do is grow talent.
Yep.
Or you could do the Yankees way and spend and get to a point where you're probably going to win one in the next year or two and take a step back. Boston's hurting for it right now, but they have titles to show for
it. Yep.
Lots of them. They do.
Hell, Boston let Mookie Betts, they traded him.
Yeah. But they have titles. So the fans are, I mean, I'm sure they're upset, but they have rings.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, they have something to show for it, and they're not scared to take a few steps back, but eventually run forward. And before you know it, that's another team. But to watch last night was just it was heart-wrenching, because you really want this team to maybe turn a corner. Like you say, the manager makes a move to put them in a good spot. You bring in the closer. Segura goes from the hero to the villain in 5 minutes. And that team was trying to give you the game.
Of course,
we were like, no, please, you guys take it. You can have that back.
Yes.
And it was very – I went from my wife yelling at me for yelling at the TV to her yelling louder than me at the TV. Like, it was bad.
Sports – that's how you know sports are back, Scott. Mm-hmm. We're all yelling at the TV again.
Definitely, fellas.
Scott, right, good call. We appreciate you, buddy.
He brought up something that – I can't – you and I talked about this earlier before the show, but when you look at these four teams, and with the Flyers going tonight, and with the Flyers basically becoming the number one seed in their sport, and they didn't build this team through tanking, losing on purpose,
right,
doing the things the old Flyers way, like going out and trying to buy a title by getting every old name that used to be a great player but's past his prime. You know, that whole thing, they didn't do that. And lo and behold, they may not have the best individual athlete in town, but they may have the best team and the best setup for the next 5 years than anyone else. What I think the Eagles behind them, but I don't think it's as close when you look at young talent and really having a window. Now, what's in the Eagles' favor is it's the NFL.
If you get in the playoffs, which the Eagles usually get in the playoffs, it's easier to make a run.
It's one and done.
Hockey's hard.
And it's harder in hockey. But, man, from the Phillies being sort of 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
If we don't.
Yeah, like, we don't know where, like, are you trying to compete right now or are you still trying to develop a player? And the Sixers basically pushing all their chips in last year and locking themselves into this talent, and we all watched them. They don't fit. The players don't fit. The coach doesn't fit. Everybody could be gone after this playoff run. Everybody, meaning the coach and the GM, could be gone if they find the right people to run the organization.
And maybe one of the stars soon after. Maybe.
And maybe one of the stars. I say that to say, man, the Flyers, Ron Hextall, I know he's not here now, but they did it the right way, man. They did it the right way. They got the number one priority field, which everyone has always talked about, the goalie.
Which this franchise has never had.
Right?
It hasn't had forever.
They have that. Now you build pieces around that fit. A mixture of old and young. Guys is going to be here for a while. Guys on cheaper contracts.
And a good coach.
And that's the other thing. And the good coach. Dude, this may be more than just a bandwagon. We may have to ride this thing for the next 5 years,
well,
Joe.
I saw WIP on Twitter. We put out our playoff bus, our Flyers bus. We're all on. We're
How
all
did
in
you
there.
Get to hold the cup?
I don't know. They asked you to hold the cup. Well, really, I had a playoff bus for the Eagles last year.
I saw it.
We took the same animation. All I know is last year, I think it was right after. Remember when the Cowboys lost that Thursday night game in Chicago?
Yes.
That's when I said that was right after the Eagles lost in Miami.
Yeah.
And I came on the next day and I was like, I know the Eagles stink. They're going to the playoffs. Because that Cowboy team was just dead. Like there was something wrong with them. But yeah, we have the playoff bus, we have the Flyers, and Ike, you're right. And if you had said 3 years ago, we probably had a conversation like this. If we had ranked the teams in order of their likelihood to be good for the next 5, 6, 7 years, Flyers are probably last.
Yes.
Because the Sixers had Joel and Ben. The Eagles just won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And the Phillies, they were rebuilding and had all this money to spend. Like, it was like a blank canvas. Yeah. It could become amazing. And all of a sudden, we're spending money on Tommy Hunter, and we're spending money on these guys, and we have a $200 million payroll. It's going to finish in fourth place again. It is crazy. It is crazy.
This hour, man.
This hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com. Steve is in Audubon, I believe the home of Joe Flacco. What's up, Steve?
Hey, that is true, and I know him very well, and he is a great guy. Well, but we're talking about the Phillies right now. I was so excited they hired Joe Girardi because, let's face it, okay, all we said last year about the analytics stuff was you got to also coach and manage with some feel. You got to do certain things like when you get the feel. Well, last night was a good example, okay, of why I'm disappointed with Joe. I haven't given up. I'm not even close to giving up. I'm happy we have him, but I'm disappointed, okay? Late in the game, Jay Bruce gets on. What's the first thing you're going to do with that guy? You got a pinch run for him. He's the slowest guy on the field. We don't do that.
Oh,
now
you
have
two
second
triples.
And third.
Okay? He does have two
and
triples.
You have Roman Quinn up, okay? Why are you not squeeze bunting, okay, to tie the game at home? I don't get it. Squeeze bunt with the fastest guy in the National League, okay?
Well, Steve, a couple more things that happened. Earlier in the game, I think in the ninth inning, McCutchen came out for defense, and that's why Quinn was in the game. And I understand that move, but it ultimately backfired because that would have been McCutchen at the plate in the next inning instead of Quinn. Like, McCutchen was out of the game because he took him out.
Yeah. You can go that deep, but when the minute Quinn was up there, okay, second and third, one out, okay, you're not going to attempt to squeeze and tie the game. I mean, you know, it's not like Roman is hitting like 350, 400, okay. He's not the goose right now. All right, he's hitting. Okay.
Girardi loves Roman Quinn. I mean, he loves Roman Quinn. He talked him up the first day.
I love him too.
Well, I don't love him. I think he's okay. I mean, he could play on a major league team, but I mean, Girardi loves him. He's playing him again tonight.
Yeah, but I don't have a problem with playing. Listen, it's not Quinn that I'm mad at. Why didn't he bunt? Because we're in the old analytics thing again. It sounds like, okay, it looks like the quacks. Okay, it must be a duck.
Well, it is. Kapler was an analytics duck. Girardi's an analytics duck, and I was sold a difference maker here, Steve. I don't see a difference maker yet.
But I thought there was going to be the feel, the difference between Kapler and the excitement of hiring a Joe Girardi is, you know what? Okay, let's squeeze here. Okay, you know what? Let's tie the game up. Okay, we're the home team. Let's tie the game up and then worry about if he gets out at first, okay? And you have two outs, you tie the score.
Steve, listen, I hear you. And right now, and Steve, we appreciate it. Right now, Ike, the only thing I've seen through 12 games that the difference between Girardi and Kapler is Girardi is a better public speaker who bothers people less after the game. That's it.
Yes.
That's it so far. I mean, they haven't been different. They haven't been that different the way they manage. They both play matchups, they both do. Like, the difference is Girardi doesn't bother you.
Well, and by the way, Girardi has it easier because there's the DH.
That's right. He doesn't have to make the pitching change based on, yes, it is easier.
Yes.
And he had that for, I mean, that's, everyone has that now, but he has
but
it easier.
Yeah, like, but I'm saying Gabe didn't have that the last 2 years.
Right, he had to willingly pinch hit Andrew Knapp, which sent the whole fan base into a tizzy every time. Let's go to John in Westchester. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. How you doing, Joe and Ike?
What's up, John?
Hey, John.
I love your show. I just want to draw a parallel in the last few years, with the exception of this year for all four of the Philadelphia sports. And I give the Flyers a pass this year because of Carter Hart, but it seems like every season, every year, they try to pull the wool over our eyes. The Phillies are telling us this rotation's good enough. The Eagles try to tell us our receivers and secondary are good enough. The Sixers still want us to believe they can win with Embiid and Simmons. And up until this interrupted year, the year before, the Flyers started a record of like 9 goalies. Like, why are these problems so obvious to, you know, even casual fans, but, you know, the owners either can't see it or don't want to spend, or I don't know what it is, but, you know, you look at this Philly staff, and I think that Eflin, Velasquez, and Pivetta are really just the same guy that wears a different jersey. Like
they might be. John, you're right, though. It's like, the thing about the Phillies bullpen, everyone said the same thing before the season. I don't think they have enough down there, and yet the Phillies try to tell us, nah, we'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not even just the bullpen. Like, you look at the starting rotation, and I do like the first three. Arrieta I've been impressed with this year, or at least mildly surprised. Nola's a rock star, and they go out and get Wheeler, so I do give them some credit, but when you get past those three starters, you're basically throwing away every fourth and fifth game.
It's not good enough. No, I mean, it's not good enough. But the bullpen is a bigger worry. But, John, the bigger point you said there, and we appreciate the call, yeah, it does feel like that. Like the holes are glaring sometimes, and the teams here just pretend it's not true and like, oh, we'll be fine, and then it's often not fine. Receivers with the Eagles, bullpen with the Phillies. Like, we all know the problems.
Yeah, and I think what we try to do as fans is convince ourselves,
yeah,
right?
Maybe it won't be that bad.
Right.
Maybe.
But in the back of our minds, like, we're like, yeah, Ben not shooting is a problem. Now, I can sit here and say, yeah, he's going to shoot. He'll shoot eventually. Yeah, it's year four. He still isn't shooting.
He plays defense.
Yes.
We lie to ourselves.
Yes.
We lie.
The receivers. Well, you know, no, we need better receivers. Bullpen help. No, we need better bullpen help.
You ever have a tire that the air is slowly coming out? You're looking like, well, I don't think it's flat. But
right.
Deep down, you know it's going to pop.
Like, dude, you know it's going to burst at any point now.
We lie to ourselves. We don't want it to. And that's what happened. And unfortunately, the Phillies lie to themselves here with this offseason and what they did. 215-592-9494. Okay, when we get back, and I want your phone calls. And Doug Peterson, who's back at NovaCare, said something interesting today about one of last year's kind of out of nowhere stars. So we'll get to what
Crusher Doug is back.
Yes, Crusher Doug is back, healthy and back in NovaCare. But on the other side, it is Stump the Millennial. So this is your chance. Copy of a PGA Tour 2K21 video game. Hit the links with friends by playing local and online matches, including alt shots, stroke play, skins, and four-player scramble. PGA Tour 2K21 out now. Xbox One, PS4, Nintendo Switch, and PC. So we're giving away a copy of the other side of that game, which Ike wants. It is Stump the Millennial. Both Kyle Quinn and I are millennials. Ike's going to try to stump us. If you want in, if you want to either back us or say, no way, we're not going to get it right, hop on the line right now. Here is the phone number, 215-998-1260. 215-998-1260. Caller number 3, 215-998-1260. You hop on. It is Stump the Millennial next, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. UFC 252 is coming up on August 15th, and there's no better place to bet the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook has a special UFC 252 offer for new users. Just sign up my code Jillio, and you'll get exclusive 25-1 odds on Cormier versus Miocic to win their title fight at UFC 252. That means you could pick either fighter to win, then bet just $5 for a chance to win $125. FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for, then lock it in. And unlike other sportsbooks, once you win, FanDuel gets your cash in as little as 24 hours. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. Look, this week, here's one for you. If you place a pregame money line wager on your favorite basketball team and they're winning after the third quarter, but still lose the game, which happens around here, you'll get a refund in site credit of up to $50. Type in FanDuel.com/Jillio to claim your exclusive 25-1 odds on Cormier versus Miocic at UFC 252 to win their title fight. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.